The board has been focused on developing a long-range fiscal plan with new superintendent Jim Browder since he replaced longtime superintendent Carol Como in July. He and the board face a $25 million shortfall next school year. The layoffs, he says, will save the district more than $4 million. Browder explains his strategy.
Our goal is that no classroom teacher is reduced. Now, there's instructional support folks that would be considered classroom teachers that are on the other side, but our hope is through attrition, everybody will have a job.
The positions being eliminated include teaching assistants, tutors, and secretaries. Financial staff positions and some director-level positions are also being cut. Many of the cuts, Browder says, are based on recommendations from the Council of Great City Schools organizational audit.
We're going to deploy better, more efficiently. The Council of Great City Schools said that we had more teacher assistants than any of our comparables. So we're going to step back there, get that to a manageable number, and assure that the teachers have the things and support they need.
Sharon Baker is the president of TOTEM, the union that represents non-certified education support workers, the ones that Browder says are most likely to go. She says she's happy none of her workers will lose their jobs this time around, but she says the move worries her.
Just because the position has been vacated and not filled, that doesn't mean the work's going away. The other people working are going to have to pick up the slack. So everybody's going to feel the results of these cuts.
The positions being cut became vacant in July and weren't filled, so nobody will actually be getting a pink slip. School board member Gretchen Guest said the cuts are geared toward protecting students and teachers.
If we continue the current budget process, it's very siloed and is, well, we spent this much last year, and therefore everyone look at their budget and decide how they're going to spend this year. We're not going to get to where we want to go strategically. We have to flip the budget process on its head. We need to start with who are the students in the classroom and what resources they need.
The meeting was also a chance for Browder and the board to introduce their priorities for next year's legislative session. Browder says with less federal dollars streaming into the district, ASD hopes to secure adequate state funding. East Anchorage Representative Les Guerra told the board and Browder to be ready to make a strong and honest case for funding to legislators.
I would hope that you would come down and say, this is what we need to have a vibrant school system, to make up for maybe the teacher layoffs that were caused last year or the close in summer school that was caused last year and some of the programs you've had to cut. Earlier years when I was in the legislature, school districts would ask for what they thought they could get from the legislature. And they would get that amount. It would be an inadequate amount. And then the next year, a legislature would say, we gave you what you asked for. How come performance hasn't gone up?
Browder says he and his staff will present a more detailed fiscal plan to the board in mid-December and have a final budget in the new year, when they'll also begin lobbying the legislature for funding. Browder says he'll work to deploy people and resources more efficiently to avoid overburdening employees. But a leaner workforce is the new reality for the Anchorage School District. He anticipates more cuts throughout the remainder of the year, but reiterated that he will do all he can to keep teachers off the chopping block. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.